You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Well, all right then, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, which is located right here in Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Jim, and for the next hour, I'm going to be bringing you selections from the first 20 or 25 years of recorded jazz on a show I call Riding in Rhythm, every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. only on WYXR. Yes, friends. Before I start today, I would like to mention that Congress is about to review a rescission plan that could cut over $1 billion in federal funding for public media. This would threaten stations like WYXR that you love so much and that keep us informed, inspired, connected to our community. Think about it. From local news to cultural programming to emergency alerts and music discovery, public media plays a vital role. I could not agree more. And it's on the line. So why don't you head to this link, protectmypublicmedia.org. Again, protectmypublicmedia.org, and it'll give you information on how to contact your representatives. But in the meantime, we still got public radio right here, young people. And I got some music for you today. Going to start off with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra doing Harmony Blues. Then we're going to hear Louis Armstrong in the Hot Five with the great New Orleans guitar player Lonnie Johnson doing Hotter Than That. Tiny Parham and his musicians will do Voodoo. And then Cecil Scott and his orchestra do In a Corner, only on Riding in Rhythm.
Thank you. Support for WIXR comes from Minglewood Hall, presenting St. Paul and the Broken Bones on Thursday, October 16th. Tickets and more information can be found at minglewoodhallmemphis.com.
Now that was Cecil Scott and his orchestra. Similar group made a record a couple of years, this is 1929, similar group under his brother's leadership, Lloyd Scott, made a record in 1927. But that was about it for Cecil Scott's leadership. He lost an eye in a streetcar accident, I think, put him out of business for a year or two, and then he was back, but not as a leader. And before Cecil Scott and his orchestra doing In a Corner, we heard Tiny Parham and his musicians doing Voodoo. Heard Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with Lonnie Johnson on guitar doing Hotter Than That. And we started off today with Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra doing Harmony Blues right here on Riding in Rhythm, strictly on WYXR. Well, I've got more music coming up for you. Nothing to do but to get to it. My friends, coming up from about 1932, I got Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. You can hear Coleman Hawkins in here. I think Red Allen, too. Doing Honeysuckle Rose. And then we're going to hear the Venuti Lang, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Hot Five. Love that group. One of my favorites right now. We're going to hear Henry Allen, Red Allen, singing and playing I Found a Dream. And then we're going to hear the Benny Goodman Quartet doing T for Two right here. And only here.
Thank you.
Support for WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum hosts their free after-hours event, Wet Thursdays, featuring metalsmithing demonstrations, exhibitions, food and drink trucks, and music from local bands and DJs. More information can be found at metalmuseum.org.
boot from a long tender shoot of oolong. Tea for Two by Benny Goodman Quartet. And for that, Henry Red Allen sang and played I Found a Dream. Love Henry Red Allen. For that, the Nudie Lang Blue Five. Man, everybody's working hard in there. Jimmy Dorsey playing clarinet, trumpet. I didn't hear alto on that. Anyway, everybody's working hard. Gentleman on vibes and Barrett on bass saxophone. Yeah, go figure that. Adrian Rollini, young people. Everybody's working hard in that group. They sound great. Jigsaw Puzzle Blues. Then we start off with Fletcher Henderson doing Honeysuckle Rose right here on Riding in Rhythm. Well, friends, as I told you earlier, Congress is about to review a rescission plan that could cut over $1 billion in federal funding for public media. Why don't you go to protectmypublicmedia.org, that's protectmypublicmedia.org, and you can contact your representatives from links provided there, because you don't want to see it go. I don't want to see it go. Yeah, it was on a public radio station I first heard Duke Ellington when I was a teenager. And now I get to play it for you on a public radio station, WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to hear Duke Ellington from 1938 doing Stevedore's Serenade. Then we're going to hear Billie Holiday doing I'm Going to Lock My Heart. At least I hope. No, the Duke Ellington went away. I guess we're going to hear Billie Holiday doing I'm Gonna Lock My Heart, Woody Herman doing Woodchopper's Ball, and Basie, Count Basie with Lester Young doing Pound Cake.
Support for WIXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiance Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th, featuring Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com.
Well, yes, indeed, that was the Count Basie Band from about 1939. That was Pound Cake, Lester Young's affectionate term for a girlfriend, believe it or not. I know you do. Anyway, right here on WYXR. Before that, we heard Woody Herman. Man, Woody Herman's great. Doing Woodchopper's Ball. What a fine tone he gets on the clarinet, huh? And Billie Holiday sang, I'm Gonna Lock My Heart and Throw Away the Key, right here on Riding in Rhythm, WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, friends, I know you're waiting patiently for the highlight of the WYXR programming week. Yes, that's correct. It's coming up in just about 18 minutes. And that's when Jim Spake, yes, Jim Spake, brings you Of Cabbages and Kings, strictly only, solely here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I know you're waiting patiently for that. We'll get some more music for you while you wait. And what I have for you today for my final set, going to start with Roy Eldridge. Yeah, baby. Doing I Surrender Dear. Then we're going to hear Hot Lips Page singing about 6, 7, 8, or 9. Trummy Young. Oh, actually, before all of that, we're going to hear Jean Matelot Ferré and Essence Swing Tet doing Swing 42 or Swing Rapide. Then Roy Eldridge. Then Hot Lips Page. Then, if we have time, we're going to get to Trummy Young. Yeah, Trauma Young's groovy, baby. Doing good and groovy. Thank you.
Church Health's Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Trummy Young. I was listening to some Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars and was noticing how great Trummy Young was, and it ended up on my show this week. That was Good and Groovy. And it was good and groovy. And before that, Hot Lips Page. What a guy. Sang 6, 7, 8, or 9. And we started that set off. Well, actually, we started with Roy Eldridge doing I Surrender Dear. And before that even, we heard Jean Matelot Ferré, Essence Quintet, doing Swing 42, Swing Rapide, right here on Riding in Rhythm. I'm looking for the music now. Oh, there it is. Well, friends, I'd like to say one more time. Congress is about to review a rescission plan that could cut over $1 billion already appropriated by Congress fund federal funding for public media. It's true. I'm not making any of this up. You can do your part. Why don't you go to this link, protectmypublicmedia.org, and from there, you'll be able to contact your representatives to tell them to stop this abomination. For some of you who might be too young to know, public media was revolutionary in its day, 65 years ago, well, 55 years ago when it started. It was the first media that did not want to sell you something. That's right, it just wanted to provide programming to enrich our lives. Whether it was on the radio or on television, it did their job. Again, protectmypublicmedia.org. Public media brings you so many things you need, like Jim Spake, who will be here, I think, or either he's, I think he's going to be here. I don't know. He's usually here about 2 o'clock. Well, I might have to do the show for him. Well, we'll see.